I'm going to talk about United Healthcare. I am not going to talk about what happened to their CEO yesterday because I can't be honest about how I feel about it. And if I can't be honest, then I'm just not going to talk about it. But I'm going to give you some facts about it because I work with insurance and people should know. People should know these things. So United Healthcare, they own Optum Health. They own Change Healthcare. There's 158 subsidiaries underneath of United Healthcare, some of which are overseas, and most of those are pharmaceutical services. So yes, they also are part of Big Pharma. So now they're insurance, Big Pharma. Change Healthcare, if you don't know what that is the service that processes the claims from the provider to the insurance company so the provider can get the pittance of money that the insurance company is going to pay them for their services that have been rendered. Earlier this year, Change Healthcare got hacked. It's almost been a year now. They still aren't completely back up and running. So when this happened, United Healthcare, I know y'all think doctors sit on piles of cash. That's not how it works. They have to be getting the insurance money in on a regular basis to keep their money flow going. Well, when you can't send your claims in because Change Healthcare has been hacked and you can't mail it in and you have to go around all these. The doctors weren't getting paid. Their bank accounts were empty. So a lot of them were going under. So United Healthcare went out and was like, hey, we can help you out. We'll buy your practice, your hospital, your urgent care. And they went and they bought them. So now they're insurance. Now they're pharmaceutical. Now they own the system that processes the claims. Now they own the providers that use their insurance. The providers are owned by United Healthcare and getting paid from United Healthcare, from United Healthcare claims. You know they're already in trouble with the DOJ already because of all of this. Like if this is not a monopoly, I don't know what is. So in 2023, their total revenue was $371.6 billion, 14.6% increase from 2022, and $22.4 billion in profit in 2023. They paid out $281.4 billion in claims in 2023. But let me tell you this, United Healthcare is the main insurance for Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare plans. That is the main, is 29% enrollment is United Healthcare under those three things. Those are all government run healthcare systems. And United Healthcare is the main insurer for all of them. I don't know about you, but when a company decides to become that big, that they are now the doctor, they're the provider, they're the insurance company, they're the pharmaceutical company, they're the company that processes their own claims. They did a study, and United Healthcare, by a 90% margin, denied more claims than any other insurance company on the market. And again, they are the highest enrollment for all of the government-run healthcare, Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare. They deny. And then people die.